Tensions are high in Sacramento, California, where an unarmed black man shot by police is being buried today. The California Attorney General's office is overseeing an investigation into why two police officers fatally shot 22-year-old Stephon Clark in the backyard of his home nearly 2 weeks ago during a search for someone who was breaking into cars. Joining us now, KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr. Katie, there were protests in Sacramento and New York City last night. What's the mood there today, and what are the protesters demanding?
Yeah, it's been a tense time in Sacramento. There have been protests for the last several days. The Sacramento Kings games have twice been blocked by protesters, so fans couldn't get in. I think today, at least initially, we're going to be seeing a little bit more of a somber mood. I was attending the wake yesterday, and people were certainly somber and reflective. Protesters here really want a change. They want a change in the way Sacramento police treat the African-American community, and also more tangible things, like a change in their foot pursuit policies, things of that nature, so that if you are chasing someone, you don't shoot. You maybe send in a dog or use a taser, things like that.
Well, exactly what happened in the case of Stephon Clark is still in question nearly 2 weeks later. Police in a helicopter spotted a man with a tool, maybe a crowbar, who had broken into a home. Then they spotted Stephon Clark. Was the man with the crowbar Stephon Clark?
We don't know. We haven't heard any of that from the police department yet. You do see Stephon Clark on a video hopping a fence from his grandparents' neighbor's yard into his grandparents' yard, but we have no idea why he was doing that. So there is a lot we don't know. It's not entirely clear whether or not the officers responding identified themselves as police officers. It's not clear why Stephon Clark started running when they saw him. So there is a lot we have yet to find out, and it will likely take a while before we see the results of those investigations.
Sacramento has had its first black police chief, Daniel Hahn, since August. African-American residents have long felt that they've been policed unfairly. What's been his response to the shooting?
Well, so far, the response to him by the community seems to be positive. He was the one that asked the California Attorney General to step in and provide oversight to the investigation, which I think is big for the community. It shows a level of transparency. There's been a lot of criticism about the district attorney here not pressing charges in other cases involving police shooting black men, unarmed black men. And so I think there is hope that this could be a real moment of change for the city, but there is also a lot of skepticism. I spoke to some women who were saying they've been around in Sacramento for 40 years and they haven't seen anything change and they don't expect it to change now.
Just a few seconds left, but does this feel different than the shooting of Joseph Mann in Sacramento a couple of years ago that also caused protests?
Well, the police department is certainly being more forthcoming now in releasing information. And so I think the hope is that this will be a different situation.
That's Katie Orr, KQED politics and government reporter, joining us from California. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.